Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, Trace, I just heard from an Israeli source who gave us some new insight on the strikes that are still taking place tonight, targeting not only Iranian nuclear facilities, also the country's ballistic missile program and specific individuals. This source, speaking to Fox News, says Israel was able to surprise Iran. Israel managed to hit several targets in the heart of Tehran and to eliminate multiple senior Iranian regime leaders simultaneously in different spots.
So there is Fox News' Trey Yinks reporting last night on the Israel attacks against Iran. At 1:25, former United States Senator, Missouri Senator Jim Talent is going to be with us to get to the bottom of that. There is unrest, of course, across the world, but locally here on the stateside, we do have protests that are scheduled to happen across the country, that No Kings protest. And we saw yesterday that the National Guard had been activated here by Governor Kehoe. We have seen in St. Louis, in this area, great unrest, great destruction, violence, attacks on law enforcement in the last 10, 15 years. And whenever these types of things get promoted and then end up drumming themselves up in St. Louis, are you like me? Do you get a little bit nervous, a little bit on the edge of your seat? Let's find out what the Attorney General of the state of Missouri has to say about these protests. It could completely be peaceful this weekend. Maybe nothing happens. They use their First Amendment to express themselves. It's peaceful. We go on with our lives. What do you think, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, about these protests that are supposed to take place, of course, across the country, but we do know they're scheduled here in our area in St. Louis?
We are not going to let the streets of our cities here in Missouri, to include St. Louis and Kansas City, turn into violent anarchy and chaos like we see happening in Los Angeles, California. And it seems to be spreading to places like San Francisco and Chicago now. At the end of the day, the people fomenting these riots are radical activists and violent criminal aliens. And notice what they're doing. They're burning buildings, destroying property, attacking law enforcement officers in the discharge of their official duties. And they're doing it while burning American flags and flying the flags of other countries. These people literally hate America. And if you think about the whole nexus between the reasons they're rioting and what caused that, it's enforcement of the country's immigration code, our national law that protects our national sovereignty. That's what President Trump's trying to do, and they hate that. That's another exhibit in the case against why they hate America. It's disgusting. Look, we have a historic tradition of protecting peaceful protests, celebrating peaceful protests. Heck, we codified it as the First Amendment in the United States Constitution, but there's nothing peaceful about destroying property, burning buildings, and attacking police officers while burning the American flag. And that's what's going on in L.A. I'm glad to see we are prepared to respond here in the state of Missouri. We don't anticipate that the demonstrations this weekend will turn violent. But you're right. We have a history of this in St. Louis, and we will remain vigilant and be prepared to work with local law enforcement and prosecutors to protect the public.
That confidence you're hearing is from Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. Anticipation, that's kind of what you're talking to us about right now for this weekend and how Missouri specifically is going to handle whatever the circumstances are that get thrown at us this weekend through these planned protests. Do you feel as though, I don't know how closely you watch what was going on in Los Angeles that expanded across the state of California to other cities like San Francisco. Was it local leaders that allowed it to get the way it was? Do you think it was inevitable that these protests would become violent, both towards the cities that they're taking place in, but also the law enforcement that is there to enforce their right to peacefully protest, but also to protect the people of these communities who may not be participating in the protests?
Well, certainly the blame for these violent agitators and criminal aliens lies with local officials who promote sanctuary cities and invite these people into their towns, into their cities, into their states. And President Biden, who had an open border policy, he wanted everyone who wanted to come in to come in. I mean, he essentially betrayed America's national sovereignty by throwing open the border and saying there is no border at all. So President Trump's trying to clean up a mess, and he's trying to do it to protect us. Let me go back to something President Trump did several months ago, which was to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to repel a predatory incursion. And you remember, activist judges have said, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, why not? It's in the statute. And the statute gives the president the authority to do it. More importantly, our Constitution gives the president the authority as commander-in-chief to respond to those kinds of national emergencies, those kind of foreign policy issues. And so, how dare those activist judges intervene? But again, I point to what's going on in Los Angeles, California. That isn't a predatory incursion with criminal aliens destroying property, burning the American flag, and flying the flag of another country. I don't know what is.
Can you walk us through, Andrew Bailey, you're a constitutional expert, a legal expert. Can you walk us through briefly what took place in California last night? Gavin Newsom strutting his stuff after the one judge said, no, Trump doesn't get to control the National Guard. It's Gavin Newsom's to control. And then within an hour, that changed once again. What happened there legally regarding whose responsibility it is or ability it is to control that National Guard?
Well, it's a usurpation of authority, and it's going to provoke a constitutional crisis. The president of the United States under Article 2 of our federal constitution is the commander-in-chief of all armed forces and is empowered to meet this kind of national emergency. The National Guard is an augmentee of the regular active duty army. And so when the president calls them into active service, they belong to the United States Army. They are soldiers in the Army, no different than someone who's on active duty. And so there's a federal statute on the books that was enacted by the people's elected representatives in Congress. It's been upheld and interpreted by the United States Supreme Court. The law could not be more clear on this point, that the president is acting at the apex of his authority as commander-in-chief, has the authority to call out the National Guard. Governor Newsom's on poor legal footing here, as usual. And as usual, an activist judge tried to interfere but was ultimately overturned.
Mr. Attorney General, this is Ryan Wiggins. How has the cooperation been across the state from local leaders, local law enforcement, to this initiative, both from you and Governor Kehoe?
Well, I'm so proud to call Missouri home, where we back the blue and support and respect our brave men and women in uniform law enforcement. And the coordination, the cooperation from the state level down to the county and city level has been fantastic. There are intelligence units that are monitoring the situation, disseminating information to the relevant law enforcement agencies. And certainly Governor Kehoe has provided leadership by activating the National Guard. That doesn't mean we're going to have National Guard soldiers with M4 carbines and Humvees patrolling the streets. He would have to deploy them to do that. We're not at that point because we don't have the kind of violence in Missouri right now that you're seeing in L.A. But look, if this thing escalates, and hopefully we pray it won't, but if it does, the state is ready to respond. And it's because of that great collaboration and coordination across all lines of law enforcement.
One thing that I remember hearing, Andrew Bailey, maybe it was the president talk about it. If it weren't the president, it might have been Carolyn Leavitt on behalf of the White House. There is a great deal of interest with this administration in how these protests are being funded. And I think that we've watched over decades now of just manufactured outrage where you're taking understandable emotions people might have about a very specific policy that is being enforced one way or the other. You can understand why it would be an emotional situation for different people of different walks of life in this country. So people care and they have these thoughts and these feelings about it. But then there are these bad actors who come in and they fund the exploitation of this emotion, and they fund people to come into cities like our city to create a distraction, to create a lot of noise. If that funding isn't there, I don't know if these protests and these riots specifically exist the way they do. What kind of interest do you have, and what kind of interest do you hope that the administration has in finding out and exposing where is all this money coming from?
Well, I think you're spot on. And all too often what we see are quote-unquote not-for-profits, or at least they're masquerading. These groups are masquerading as not-for-profits with some altruistic purpose, who are really just collecting money to help, like you said, fund bad behavior. And that's a criminal enterprise, and we will prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. The other thing I would say is that as Attorney General, we have broad authority to regulate not-for-profits that can demand an accounting, where they have to show us their books. Who's contributing? Under what pretense are they contributing? Are you defrauding donors to solicit funds to then foment violence? If so, we will use every tool in our kit to hold, first of all, expose them for what they are and hold them responsible. Now, that process takes time. In the short term, what I would tell you is that Section 574.010 is the statute that makes it illegal to block a thoroughfare. So what you like, all too often I see these leftist activists saying, well, hey, we're not being violent. We're just blocking the interstate.
Right.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal. You and I have a right to go to and from our home for our place of business so we can earn a living to support our families, or to go to church to worship on Sundays. Those individuals have a right to protest, but there's sidewalks, there's city parks, there's the steps of City Hall. What you can't do in the state of Missouri is block a thoroughfare or roadway. That is a criminal offense that needs to be prosecuted.
I played a clip yesterday or the day before from Governor Ron DeSantis was talking about Florida, and he was kind of talking about that. If you're just driving from A to B, and you know you don't have to be going to work, you could just be going to the other side of town to get a shake or something from the local ice cream shop. But if you're driving through town and a protest takes over a street and they're, you know, surrounding your car, if you feel threatened, Governor DeSantis said, like, you don't have to be a sitting duck in the middle of that protest that is turning threatening to you. He's like, you can exit that. And if you hit them, then they put themselves in a position for the harm to come to them that would naturally come to them. What do you want people to know here in St. Louis? There are people who want to participate in these protests and they want to do it peacefully. So it's not just a red blue thing up and down. But there are going to be agitators. There are going to be people who are going to try to inflame this. What do you want the people of St. Louis listening right now to understand about their rights in the midst of these protests?
Missourians have a legal right to defend themselves. If you reasonably believe that someone is going to commit some act that's going to cause you serious physical injury, you have the legal right to defend yourself. It's codified in Section 563.031. It's really the common law castle doctrine that the legislature codified into statute. I would commend that statute to everyone. If you have the right to defend yourself, to defend other people. If you reasonably believe that your life is threatened or that you're threatened with serious physical injury, defend yourself. You have a legal right to do that. The other thing I would say is in the state of Missouri, the right to self-defense is a special negative defense. So let me put that in context. In a criminal trial, the defendant bears no burden of proof. The state has to prove you're guilty. So what would have to happen if you did commit an act of self-defense? The police would have to arrest you. The prosecutor would have to prosecute you. But then if you inject the issue of self-defense, the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt you didn't act in self-defense. That's hard to do. How do you prove a negative beyond a reasonable doubt? And so that's just an extra layer of protection that the citizens of the state of Missouri have, again, as codified in Section 563.031.
One last question before we let you go. And I referenced this a little bit earlier on the show. Patrick Bet-David, who is a very popular podcast, said that he hopes that if these protests across the country do get out of hand, now you've got a blue city like St. Louis, but you've got a red statewide officials, including yourself, the attorney general, looking looking out for the people who placed you in those positions in the state of Missouri. My home state of Illinois, you've got a city like Chicago with an absolutely doofus for a mayor and a governor who wants to be president more than anything and wants to prove Donald Trump wrong more than anything. Patrick Bet-David said that he believes that if Chicago gets out of hand, that Donald Trump shouldn't step in and save the day right away. He should make Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker beg for the National Guard to be sent in. And we've gone back and forth over whether or not, you know, those are the elected officials. The communities chose Brandon Johnson. They chose J.B. Pritzker. But of course, you know, Donald Trump is the president and has some authority there. What is your thought on the timing of the president to come in when they don't have the fortunate ability to have an Andrew Bailey as their attorney general or a Kehoe as their governor, a Republican who's going to enforce safety and security? What do you think about these blue cities and these blue states?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, at the end of the day, my heart goes out to individuals whose rights are violated because their government, who is supposed to protect their rights, either fails to do so or so hell-bent on some progressive ideology that they won't even protect the common good. And that's a cry and shame. I welcome anybody who's languishing in misery in Illinois to move to the state of Missouri, the land of freedom. It's just right across the river. Come on over. But here's the other thing I'd say. Notice the difference in what we're talking about here. What was going on in Los Angeles was that you had protests against immigration enforcement. And again, that's a federal law that's intended to protect our national sovereignty. If those people don't like those federal laws, they should go petition Congress to change the laws. But instead, what they're doing is attacking ICE agents who are trying to deport criminal aliens. And so that absolutely deserves a rapid response from the president. I applaud his leadership, his strong leadership, in getting out ahead of that thing and saying, no, you're not going to be able to undermine our enforcement of the immigration code of the United States of America. That's an affront to our national sovereignty. He is truly making America great again, and you see it playing out with his deployment of the National Guard in California.
Yeah, certainly. Well, we appreciate your voice today and your encouragement for everyone to understand that the state is paying attention to what's going on and will work to ensure that peace is maintained. Can't say that for everywhere across the country, but certainly in Missouri, you can. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you as well. We appreciate you. When we come back, former United States Senator, Missouri Senator Jim Talent. Can't wait to talk to him about the developments that took place overnight. In Iran, Israel launched a very significant attack against Iran to take out their nuclear capabilities. Right now, Trey Yingst, who's the chief foreign correspondent for Fox News, is reporting of impact in Tel Aviv. The response from Iran is it upon Israel right now? Jim Talent will give us the lowdown on the Annie Fry Show next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.